弟兄姐妹们朋友们平安。
Peace be with you.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
首先在这里祝愿在座的妈妈们节日快乐。
Here I would like to wish all the mothers happy Mother's Day.
刚才我们读的这一段圣经，路加福音的2:17-19，我们可以看到2000多年以前，在耶稣刚刚出生的时候，他的母亲玛利亚听见了牧羊人传来的天使关于论婴孩的话。
So, according to the scripture that we have just read about 2,000 years ago, we see that Mary, the mother of Jesus, heard about the words passing to her through the shepherds about Jesus.
凡听见牧羊人传来的关于天使论婴孩的话呢，他们都感到诧异。
All those who heard it were amazed.
但玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里反复思想。
But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered on it.
我记得在去年的母亲节啊，讲到的题目是有福的母亲。
I recall that during the last Mother's Day last year, I talked about a blessed woman, a blessed mother.
那么我们的主题经文是路加福音的11:27-28。
The theme of the sermon is in the chapter 11.
说的是啊，正当耶稣向众人传道的时候，中间有一个女人大声地说，怀你胎的或乳养你的有福了。耶稣说，是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福。
11:27, as Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you. He replied, Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it.
这个女人啊，很羡慕耶稣的母亲生养了这么一个有出息的儿子。
The woman admired Jesus' mother because she raised such an outstanding and promising son.
她就不由自主地发出感慨，大声地说，耶稣的母亲是有福的。
So she could not help but call out and said, Blessed is the mother who gave you birth.
言外之意，她在表达自己因为没有生出如此优秀、如此有出息的儿女呢，感到一丝遗憾。
Hidden in her words are also the regret she had that she couldn't raise such a promising or outstanding son.
最近一段时间，我们正是高中毕业升大学，大学生毕业找工作，或者是升研究生，已经研究生毕业找工作的时候。
This is a period of graduation. A lot of high school students graduated and moved to college. College students graduate and move to graduate school, and graduate students might graduate and find a job.
不少的母亲啊，很羡慕那些考入名校、找到好工作的优秀孩子们的母亲，觉得他们很幸运、很有福，而自叹不如。
A lot of mothers admire those mothers who have kids who were able to be admitted to a famous college or got a good job, and felt that perhaps she is not as blessed as those people.
那在世界上，不是所有的母亲的孩子们啊，都是很优秀、很有出息的。
But in the world, not every mother has a son which is so outstanding.
然而呢，如果他们听到神之道而遵守啊，就可能成为更有福的人。
But if they listen to God's words and obey, they will become much more blessed.
耶稣对那个羡慕他的母亲的女人说啊，是，却还不如听神之道而遵守的人有福的时候，并不是说生他的母亲玛利亚不如其他的一些母亲有福。
So the response of Jesus to the woman that yes, blessed rather are those who hear word of God and obey. It doesn't mean that Mary did not obey God's word.
耶稣他的意思是这样，玛利亚之所以有福，不单是因为她蒙拣选生了圣子耶稣基督，更是因为她是一个听神之道而遵守的人。
In other words, Jesus was pointing out that Mary was blessed not just because she gave birth to Jesus, but also that she obeyed the words of God and listened to the words of God.
所谓的神之道啊，就是神啊，差遣天使 或者是通过先知使徒启示给我们的话语，都记录在包括新约全书和旧约全书的这一本圣经的里面了。
The words of God are the revelation to us through Bible, which includes the Old Testament and also New Testament.
在今天我们读的《路加福音》的二章十七到十九节所记载的，就是当年在旷野里面牧羊的人啊，听到神差遣天使所启示的关于婴孩耶稣的话，就传给了当时的许多人，并且后来呢，也记在这个圣经的里面。
The scripture that we have just read were actually words that were given to the shepherds in the wilderness by angels, and these words were then passed to Mary and also to the authors of the Bible, and it's recorded there.
当时凡听见牧羊之人所传的人啊，包括耶稣的母亲玛利亚，都很诧异，是因为呢不清楚、不明白。或者难以相信听见所说的话。
At that time, people who heard it were amazed. This includes the mother of Jesus, that is Mary. The reason that they were amazed that is that this is something that is out of ordinary.
那我们自己在读圣经的时候，如果遇到难以理解的经文啊，特别是其中有些内容是凭着自己的理性是没有办法接受的，也同样会感觉到诧异。
Sometimes when we read descriptions in the Bible, we were amazed also if there were things that we couldn't really explain using our ration.
当人们面对感到诧异的事情的时候啊，往往可能急于去寻找自己以为合理的答案。
Sometimes when we do not understand, we try to find answers according to what we can.
或者呢，做一个自己以为正确的结论。
Or we try to create a solution to our problem.
在创世纪的三十七章的里面，当约瑟向他的父亲和哥哥们啊讲述他做的两个梦的时候啊，他们都很诧异。
In the Old Testament, in Exodus, when Joseph told his father and also his brothers about his dream, they were quite amazed.
于是呢，他哥哥们都嫉妒他。他父亲却把这话存在心里。
His elder brothers envy him, but his father just treasure up the words.
约瑟的哥哥们对约瑟讲梦的这件事情啊，有一个自己的解读。
So the elder brothers of Joseph had their own interpretation of the words given by Joseph.
哥哥们的解读似乎是这样的：父亲呢对约瑟很偏心，对约瑟呢过于宠爱。以至于这小子啊，自高自大，就连做梦的时候都想把我们踩在他的脚下。
So here is the interpretation of the elder brothers of Joseph. They said that perhaps our father loved or preferred Joseph too much. He was spoiled, and even in his dreams, he would try to trample us.
这是约瑟的哥哥们很快的得到的自己以为合理的答案。
This is a rational solution that Joseph's brother obtained for themselves.
于是呢，他们就嫉妒约瑟，起了恶心，找机会啊，就想害约瑟。
And they were envy of Joseph, and actually evil heart grew in them, and they tried to put their hand on Joseph later on.
约瑟的父亲当初啊，也不明白。约瑟讲的这个梦里面的意思是什么
？Joseph's father did not understand the dream as well.
他却把这个话存在心里。
But he kept the words in his heart.
在很多年以后，当约瑟从埃及带着车辆来接以色列人啊全家下埃及的时候呢，约瑟的父亲就完全明白了。
It's only after many years when Joseph came from Egypt with chariot to pick up.His family to bring them to Egypt that he could completely understand the reason.
可见呢，我们在读圣经的时候遇到不能够理解、不能够明白的经文的内容的时候啊，不一定要急着去找答案、急着去下结论。
This shows that if we find some passages in the Bible that are difficult to understand and we don't understand, there is no rush for us to find a solution first.
把圣经里面暂时不能够明白的话存在心里啊，也许是更加明智的做法。
It's probably more reasonable to treasure the words in our heart.
路加福音的二章十九节这里啊， 当人们在对牧羊之人所说的话诧异的时候，玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
In Luke chapter 2, verse 17 to 14, to 19, Mary, after hearing the words of the shepherds, she treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart.
玛利亚为后代的母亲们啊，做了一个很好的榜样。
This is a great example Mary set for the mothers of later generations.
就是把神所启示的关于他自己孩子的一切事存在心里反复思想。
That is to put the revelations of God about her children in her heart and ponder upon it.
我不知道玛利亚把神通过天使和牧羊人对她所说的关于她儿子耶稣的那些话反复思想的频率是多少。
I don't really know the frequency at which Mary ponder upon the words of God about Jesus.
是每天在想呢，每时在想呢，每刻在想呢，还是隔些天想一想，遇到事情才想一想呢？
Whether it's every day, every hour, every minute, or just when she encountered some particular event.
但是我相信啊，玛利亚在带着幼年的耶稣逃往埃及的途中思想这些话。
But I believe that when Mary brought Jesus in escape of the pursuit.Of the authority when he was young to on the road to Egypt, she would have thought about that.
在圣殿里面四处寻找十二岁的少年耶稣的时候啊，在思想那些话。
And also when she was looking for Jesus when Jesus was at twelve years old in the temple teaching people.
在婚宴里面没有酒的时候啊，在思想那些话。
At the moment of the banquet that was recorded in the Bible when wine runs out,
直到在十字架的下面看见他的儿子被钉死的时候在思想那些话。
And also just below the cross on which Jesus was nailed, she should have thought about the words of God.
正因为玛利亚把神关乎他儿子的一切话存在心里反复思想，他在养育耶稣的过程中啊就有了正确的方向。
Exactly because Mary treasured up God's words about Jesus and pondered upon it, that she would be able to lead Jesus in the right direction when he was growing up.
她在十字架下面亲眼地看到儿子耶稣死去的时候呢，也有支撑她的力量。
When she observed firsthandly.That Jesus was put to mail, she gained strength from that.
我今天呢，既然以存在心里作为讲道的题目，也想同大家分享一点关于在心里啊应该存些什么我自己的看法。
And here I would like to share with you my own look at this topic of treasure up in heart.
我在中学读书的时候呢，偏爱理工科。
When I was in high school, I liked science subjects.
因为数学、物理、化学三门功课啊，只要记住一些定理和规律，脑子灵活一点，然后就推理啊、演绎啊，就会做各种各样的作业，比较轻松的就可以得到好的分数。
Because for science subjects like math, physics, or chemistry, once you understand the principle and the guideline behind that, then you could use deduction and work out all the problems that you need, and you can get a good grade easier.
但是我们在学习圣经的时候，读神的话语的时候呢，却不能像学数学、物理、化学那样，只要在脑子里面记住教义、信条和属灵的原则，遇到事情的时候啊，推理演绎就行了。
But when we study Bible or try to act according to its words, we cannot just use this simple principle that we just understand.The principle behind science subjects and try to explain it immediately when you face difficulties.
从圣经里面归纳出的教义、信条和属灵的原则是有价值的圣经的知识。
It's certainly very valuable to deduct from the Bible some spiritual principles.
可能会帮助我们更好地认识神的话。
That could help us to understand God's words better.
绝不是神原来的话语。
But these are not the original words of God.
更不能用来代替神的话。
And they could not replace the words of God.
如果我们只图省事啊，只记住这些教义、信条和属灵的原则， 然后在信仰的实践中演绎出来。
If we just emphasize too much of these spiritual principles and try to use it as a complete guideline to our life,
是非常危险的事情。
Sometimes it could be dangerous.
弄不好就会偏信己路，离开神的真道。
And sometimes we might go astray and left God's path.
神要我们存在心里的是神在起初启示的原来的话语。
The words that God asks us to treasure up in our heart are the original words that is revealed from God to us.
而不是神学家们总结出来的结论。
Rather than a few guidelines which are concluded or summarized by some theologians.
就像在约翰一书二章二十四节所说的，论到你们，务要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
As was recorded in 1 John chapter 2, verse 24, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father.
在诗篇的119篇11节也说，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
It's also mentioned in Psalm 119, chapter, verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
在这里啊，藏在心里或存在心里是一样的意思，都是不要丢失，不要遗忘。
So here, when we talk about hide the words of God in our heart, just means that we are not going to forget it.
而藏或存的内容呢，很显然是神启示在圣经里的话，是关乎神国的事情，而不是关乎世界的事情。
And what is to be hidden are really, to be hidden in our heart are really the words about God, not about things in this world.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
我们要来看看母亲存在心里的事对孩子的影响。
And we would like to see the words that are hidden in the heart of mother, how that would affect the growth of the kids.
母亲和父亲啊有不同的特点。
You know that mother has different characteristics compared to father.
母亲自从怀孕就把这个孩子的将来和一生的事情呢都记在心里，反复思想。
Ever since pregnancy, a mother would think about things about her kids throughout her life, his life.
母亲心里存的是什么，决定了孩子一生的方向。
So what is kept in the mother actually determines the direction of the children.
圣经里面除了耶稣的母亲玛利亚以外呢，还有好几位母亲呢，值得我们看一看。
Apart from the example of Mary, there are quite a few mothers that's worth of our thought.
我们先来看雅各的母亲利百加。
Let us first look at Jacob's mother, Rebecca.
在创世纪的二十五章二十一到二十三节是这样说的。
This is recorded in Exodus, oh, in Genesis chapter 25, verse 21.
以撒因他妻子不生育，就为他祈求耶和华。耶和华应允他的祈求，他的妻子利百加就怀了孕。孩子们在他腹中彼此相争，他就说：“若是这样，我为什么活着呢？”他就去求问耶和华。耶和华对他说，两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。
The scripture is on the screen.
利百加怀孕的时候啊，非常的痛苦。
When Rebecca was pregnant, she was having a lot of pain.
也不知道是因为两个孪生的兄弟在她的腹中彼此相争啊，动静太大，让她的身体痛苦呢。
She didn't really know whether it's due to the great activities of the twins within her womb.
还是因为她知道了，他们还在腹中没有生出来的时候啊，就开始彼此相争、不和睦而感到心痛。
Or rather, the disharmony between the two brothers before they were born that makes her pain.
总之啊，她痛苦到了绝望。
In any case, she was despair.
利百加去求问神，给他的答案是：两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来，这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。
when she went to inquire the Lord said to her, two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger.
这显然不是作为一个母亲的利百加希望得到的答案。
This is clearly not the expectation a mother like Rebecca is expecting.
也不像是利百加当时能够明白、能够理解的话。
And perhaps Rebecca did not understand.
但我相信利百加把这件事存在心里呢，反复思想。
But I believe that Rebecca treasured up the words and pondered upon it.
那在这个创世纪的二十五章二十七到二十八节这样说，两个孩子渐渐长大，以扫善于打猎，常在田野，雅各为人安静，常住在帐篷里。以撒爱以扫，因为常吃他的野味，利百加却爱雅各。
In Genesis chapter 25, verse 27, the boys grew up, and Esau became a skillful hunter, a man of the open country, while Jacob was a quiet man staying among the tents. Isaac, who had a taste for wild game, loved Esau, but Rebekah loved Jacob.
这个孪生兄弟当中的这个以扫啊，善于打猎，常在田野。
Among the twins, Esau is good at hunting.
当时他们家是牛羊成群啊，食物丰富，并不缺食的。所以说这些猎物呢，并不是用来充饥的啊。
This is actually a rich family, so they did not really need the food from the hunting.
很可能呢，打猎呢只是以扫的娱乐爱好。
It's very likely that this is only the hobby or entertainment of Esau.
因为在当时啊，英勇的猎户可能是人们所追捧的男子汉大丈夫的光辉形象啊。
And also perhaps a brave hunter was really the glorious look of people at that time. I mean, that description of man.
因为有开疆拓土的勇力呢，就可以雄霸一方。
In fact, you could control an area if within you, I mean, under you, you have a brave person who could hunt well.
以撒爱以扫，或许不光是喜欢吃他的野味，还可能是指望靠以扫的勇力啊来保卫自己的家园。
So when Isaac prefers Esau, probably is just not due to the wild taste, but rather also that he hopes that Esau will protect the family.
这里说弟弟雅各为人安静啊，常住在帐篷里。这让我想起了《创世纪》的第四十九章十四到十五节的经文。
Here it says Jacob was a quiet man, and that reminded me of another description in the Bible in Genesis.
对不起。
Chapter 48, verse
14. 是这样说的：以撒家是个强壮的驴，卧在羊圈之中。他以安静为家，以肥地为美，便低肩背重，成为服苦的仆人。
Issachar is a raw-boned donkey lying down between two saddlebags. When he sees how good is his resting place and how pleasant is his land, he will bend his shoulder to the burden and submit a forced labor.
这让我们看到雅各呢，像是一个服苦的仆人。安静地住在帐篷里面服侍羊群。
So it reminded me of Jacob being a suffered person just serving quietly.
雅各做仆人忠心服侍的这个优良品质啊，在后来给舅舅家牧羊的时候呢，就充分地显明出来了。
And because Jacob was a faithful servant, this is also revealed later in his uncle's home.
雅各为人安静和忠心服侍的品格的形成呢，是与母亲利百加心里所存的分不开的。
The reason that Jacob could be quiet and serving faithfully cannot be separated from the fact that Rebecca was faithful.
利百加在当初啊顺服神的旨意，嫁给以撒为妻的时候，以撒就是一个为人安静的主的仆人。
When Rebecca obeyed to the words of the Lord and married to Isaac, actually at that time Isaac was a quiet man.
当他自己的儿子成为像他所亲爱的丈夫的那样的时候啊，自然会讨他的喜欢。
And she was delighted to see her son was growing like her husband, the one she loved.
从严格的意义上讲啊，利百加也不是不爱以扫。
Strictly speaking, it doesn't mean that Rebecca did not love Esau.
但大儿子不顺服父母啊，要任意而行，使他们的心里愁烦呢，他们却无能为力。
But the fact was that Esau was the elder son, and he acted according his own will and did not really act according to the suggestion or advice of his parents, and this brings suffering and a disturbance to the family.
唯一能够使利百加得安慰的，就是存在他心里的那句话啊，将来大大要服侍小的。
Perhaps the only thing that could give comfort or consolation to Rebecca in her heart was the words that was revealed to her from the law that in the future the bigger or the older would serve the younger.
因为他知道大儿子以扫无法承接神对亚伯拉罕或以撒的应许。
Because she knew that Esau is not going to pass along the promise that God has given to Abraham and Isaac.
但神已经拣选了小儿子雅各啊，继承父亲和祖父从神那里得到的福分。
God has chosen Jacob to be the one who's going to pass the blessing and promise from the Lord.
这就使他得到了安慰。
That comforts Rebecca.
我不愿意用父母偏爱引起家庭不和的角度啊，来解读创世纪的25-27-28的这两节经文。
I do not want to interpret these passages from the point of view of the preferences of the parents in a family.
因为耶和华神啊，对人呢有爱有恨，也并不是无原则的一碗水端平啊。
Because Jehovah or Yahweh loves and hate people in different circumstances.
那就如马拉基书的1:2-3，耶和华说：“我曾爱你们，你们却说，你在何事上爱我们呢？”耶和华说：“以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各，恶以扫，使他的山林荒凉，把他的地业交给旷野的野狗。”
In Malachi 1:2, I have loved you, says the Lord, but you asked, how have you loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother? The Lord said, yes, I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated, and I have turned his mountains into a wasteland, and left his inheritance to the desert jackals.
既然神已经明说他爱雅各不爱以扫，因此呢，我们就知道啊，在对待这两个儿子的态度上，母亲利百加比父亲以撒更加有见识。
And here, as God Himself said that He loves Jacob but hates Esau, so we know that actually in this family business, it seems that Rebecca has a better description of business comparing to Isaac.
利百加很清楚，她嫁给以撒是要帮助丈夫啊传承神的应许。也许神所赐的福分。
Rebecca knows clearly that the reason she was married to Isaac was to help him to pass along the blessing and also the promise of the Lord.
她这样的存心啊，就决定了雅各人生的方向。
Because he set up his mind, this also set the direction of Jacob.
接下来我们要看摩西的母亲。
In the following, we are going to look at Moses' mother.
在出埃及记2:1-2这样说，有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕生一个儿子，见他俊美就藏了他3个月。
In Exodus 2:1, now a man of the house of Levi married a Levite woman, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was a fine child, she hid him for 3 months.
那个时候啊，是埃及的法老王为了限制以色列人的人口数量而实行强制性的计划生育政策的时代。
At that time, this was a period that the Pharaoh of Egypt tried to control the growth of Israelites and imposed a very strict rules.
当时啊，以色列人生的所有的男孩子 都要被扔进河里淹死。
All the newly born of Israelites, if they are boiled, they will be drowned.
那个利未女子生下了小摩西的时候，见他俊美，舍不得让人淹死他，就把他藏了三个月。
And when the Levite woman gave birth to Moses, she saw that it was a fine child, and she just hid him for 3 months.
我们可以想象，在那三个月的里面啊，他们全家人都担惊受怕的在躲避搜查。
We could imagine that the burden that is given to the family during those 3 months, because they worry that this could be found out.
生怕孩子的哭声会暴露行踪啊，使全家遭受灭顶之灾。
And that could lead to the disaster or calamity of the family, because they probably would be persecuted.
在当时的情况下，不会有人敢冒着全家人的生命的危险去隐藏一个似乎没有价值的小婴孩。
Essentially, no one during those times would just risk their family's safety in care of a little, like sometimes like worthless baby.
然而呢，摩西的母亲仅仅是为了一个十分简单的理由，看他俊美，就甘愿冒极大的风险啊，这似乎不太合理。
It seems unreasonable that Moses' mother would just face such a great risk and hide Moses.
因为母亲们啊，大多认为自己的孩子是俊美的，对不对？
Because most of the mothers would consider their child to be pretty.
只有这一位母亲胆大包天的要把孩子留下来。
Only this mother has the courage to hide her kid.
圣经呢，对这件事情在希伯来书有一个进一步的解释。
Actually, there was further explanation later on in the Bible, in the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书的11:23这样说，摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，就因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
Hebrews 11:23, by faith Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary trial, and they were not afraid of the king's anger.
摩西的母亲呢，想留下孩子，那摩西的父亲就支持他，于是做了一个决定，让全家冒险。
Moses' mother wanted to keep her trial, and it was supported by her husband, and then the whole family has to face a danger.
这看起来是很疯狂，其实不是疯狂，而是因着信。
To ordinary people, this is crazy, but actually it's not a crazy thing. Actually, it's according to the faith of those.
摩西的母亲存心把他儿子的性命交托给神，不屈从世界的逼迫啊，就决定了摩西一生的方向。
Moses' mother did not follow the opinion of ordinary people, but rather trust the life of Moses to God. This determines the life of Moses as well.
旧约里面还有参孙的母亲、撒母耳的母亲，他们存心让自己的孩子成为服侍神的人，就决定了参孙和撒母耳人生的方向。
It's also recorded in the Bible that it's because of the mother of Samson and also Samuel, that they trusted in the words of the law, and that set the directions of the two persons, that is Samson and also Samuel.
在新约圣经里面有一位母亲也很值得我们看一看。
There's another mother in the New Testament that we would like to look at.
马太福音的20:20-21这样说，当时西比泰儿子的母亲同他两个儿子上前来拜耶稣，求他一件事。耶稣说，你要什么呢？他说，愿你叫我这两个儿子在你国里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
Matthew 20:20, then the mother of the Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down, asked a favor of him. What is it you want? He asked. She said, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom.
西比泰的两个儿子就是雅各和约翰。
Zebedee's sons are Jacob, James and John.
他们在耶稣基督的使徒当中啊， 一个是最先寻道，一个是活的年日最久的。
Among the disciples and apostles of Jesus, one of them became martyr, the first one, and the other one lived the longest life.
那我们通常把这位母亲呢当作反面教材来批判。
Usually we criticize this mother in the Bible.
要提醒主的门徒啊，要谦卑地服侍人呢，不要去争夺高位。
To remind that in the Lord, when we are serving Him, we should try to be humble and not try to look for high positions.
其实啊，这位母亲是除了耶稣的母亲以外啊，唯一的一个跟从孩子一起服侍耶稣的人。
In fact, apart from Mary, the mother of Jesus, this mother of, Zebedee's sons actually was the only record in the Bible that served Jesus, both mother and sons.
尽管他对神国的认识呢，当时啊有缺陷。但他把神将来的国度当真，求主啊，让他的儿子们在基督耶稣的国度里面担任重要的角色。那真是一位非常了不起的母亲。
Perhaps she did not have complete understanding of the kingdom of God, but the fact that she tried to make sure that or hope that her sons could serve as relevant people in the kingdom of God is actually outstanding.
他把神的国度啊存在心里，想必呢对他两个儿子跟随主呢有十分正面的影响。
She cherished the kingdom of God in her heart, and I think this will give a positive impact on her sons.
我们在前面啊看到这几位母亲呢都是非常有见识的妇女。
We have seen these mothers with discretion in the few examples that we quoted.
在箴言书的十一章二十二节这样说：“妇女美貌而无见识，如同金环戴在猪鼻上。”
On the other hand, it was mentioned in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22, "Like a gold ring in a pig's snout is a beautiful woman who shows no discretion."
通常妇女们啊，把美貌看得很重要。
A lot of times, women would have high regard on the appearance.
每天都要花很多时间来梳洗打扮啊。
They would spend a lot of time making up.
也肯花很多时间和金钱啊，去做美容啊、服饰和首饰方面，也会下很大的本钱。
And they may spend a lot of time and money on jewelry to make themselves look more pretty.
箴言里的这节经文呢，提醒我们说啊，见识呢比美貌啊，对于女人来说是更加的重要。
So proverb here reminded us that discretion is more important than prettiness.
那我们今天只看到母亲对儿女的影响，还没有提到父亲的作用。
So here we only mentioned the effect of the mother of a mother on her offspring, but not the father yet.
但我们知道教养儿女是父母共同的责任。
But we know that teaching a child is the common responsibility of both parents.
就像在这个箴言书的一章八节这样说：“我儿，要听你父亲的训诲，不可离弃你母亲的法则。”
As was reminded by Proverb 1:8, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching."
但父亲和母亲在教养儿女的时候啊，有不同的特点。
But father and mother have different roles in teaching their kids.
通常啦，爸爸能够把道理讲得非常的清楚。
A lot of times, the father will be able to explain the reason behind.
妈妈虽然不一定讲得很清楚，但她知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
A mother may not be able to explain clearly the reason behind, but she knows clearly what is right and wrong.
一个母亲啊，虽然不见得能够把什么事情都讲得清楚呢，但活在目前这个黑暗的世界里啊，儿女一生的方向。以及什么是对，什么是错。如果他自己没有私心，不爱世界呢，就能够为儿女呢指出正确的方向。
A mother may not be able to understand everything, but if she does not have selfishness in her heart, she will be able to help her kids to set their directions right.
圣经呢把这个叫做见识，是比妇女的美貌更加重要的东西。
And this is what it means to be the discretion in the Bible, and that is more important than prettiness.
一个母亲不一定要有多少知识，但她一定要有见识。
A mother might not need to have a lot of knowledge, but she needs to have discretion.
那今天呢，许多的姊妹们啊，对他们的儿女很有打算，而且是精打细算。但如果你没有见识，可能是越为他们打算啊，越是害了他们。
So a lot of mothers might have a lot of planning about their son and help, try to help them, but if they do not have discretion, they might actually not helping them.
那我们前面提到的这几位母亲啊，她们都是有见识的女性。
The mothers that we have just mentioned are mothers with discretion.
她们大都比那些爸爸们更加的有见识。
And they probably have more discretion than the fathers there.
那在我家里呢，我的妻子慧英没有我这么高的学位，这么多的知识。
And in my family, 慧英might not study as much as I am and have as much knowledge as I am.
却在儿女的事情上啊，的确是比我更加的有见识。
But she has more discretion on the things related to kids.
如果母亲们把关乎神国的事情存在心里，就像西比台的儿子的母亲那样，关注儿女在神国里面的位置啊，超过了他们在世上的职位、世上的成就呢，就是有见识的母亲。
So if a mother just act like Zebedee's, son's mother.Try to put the kingdom of God in their heart, then she is considered to be a mother with discretion.
啊，今天是母亲节，在最后的时间里呢，我们要为母亲来感谢神。
And today is Mother's Day, and during this last moment, we would like to thank our Lord for the mothers.
有人说，神赋予母亲啊有一个特别的恩赐。就是他们很容易为自己的儿女啊激发出舍己的爱来。
And there's a saying that God created mothers especially because that they were able to inspire a selfless love to their kids.
母亲们是否很容易的、不讲道理的、没有理性的为儿女们付出
？Mothers can give up their own goodness for the sake of their sons or daughters.
对，爸爸们虽然也很爱自己的孩子，但是在舍己这个方面啊，就缺乏母亲们的勇气和疯狂。
A father might love his kids as well, but he might not be able to sacrifice as much as a mother.
至少我是这样。
At least this is what happens in my family.
我记得我女儿小的时候呢，有一次女儿跟妈妈说啊，找了一位学画的老师。要跟他想跟他学习，但是呢，学费很贵。
I remember an instance about my daughter. Once she said that I have found a good art teacher, but the trouble is that the tuition may be a bit high.
那平时很节俭的我的妻子，就是她的妈妈，很爽快的就答应了。我觉得很奇怪。
The usual frugal mother immediately agree.
我提出了一些疑问啊，我说这么。花这么多钱是不是值得的
？I was surprised and I raised the question that whether it's worthwhile to spend so much money.
那这个妈妈就是个慧英就不干了，她冲着我瞪起了眼珠子，大声地说：“就是砸锅卖铁，我要让她去学。”
慧英 looked at me, stared at me, and said that if even I need to sell our cooking utensils to a pawn shop, I will still make it work.
那个架势就像母鸡保护小鸡一样要拼命啊，把我吓得倒退了三步。
It's just like that mother hen trying to protect her baby hens and look at me and then I have to retreat.
所以啊，我们要对母亲们加倍的称赞，加倍的敬重。
So we should praise and honor mothers.
然而啊，因为人的有限，母亲们啊，即使愿意为孩子舍己，甚至舍弃性命，也没有办法完全的保护到他们所爱的孩子。
But because of the limitation of human being, even though a mother is willing to die for her kids, sometimes we just cannot protect our kids.
儿女们渐渐长大了，就要离开家去上幼儿园、上小学。上中学、上大学，还要出去工作。
When kids grow up, they would attend kindergarten, primary school, high school, college, and then they would go out and work.
在这个弯曲悖谬啊，充满各样罪恶危险的世界里面，他们无法避免各样的问题、各样的难处，甚至会遭到灾祸。
In this crooked and wicked world, they could not avoid danger and difficulties, and sometimes they would encounter disasters or calamity.
在那样的时候，妈妈们的爱啊，常常显得苍白，又无助又无力。
And in those moments, the love of the mother sometimes just pale, become pale and helpless.
在诗篇的127篇第三节说，儿女是耶和华所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所给的赏赐。
In Psalm, it's written that sons and daughters is a heritage of the Lord, children his reward.
我们的孩子是属于神的。作为父母啊，要照着主的教训来教养儿女，要为他们常常的祷告。
Our kids belong to the Lord, and as parents, we should try to teach them and pray for them.
父母们啊，应该把儿女呢带到主的面前，交还在主的手里。
Parents should lead their kids to the Lord and entrust them to the Lord.
让他们学习信靠顺服神。靠着主的恩典呢，面对各样的困难。
So that they could learn to trust the Lord and to face difficulties in their life with the words of God.
当孩子们认识神啊，在耶稣基督里面得到了永恒的生命的时候啊，我们和我们的孩子呢，才能够真正的平安稳妥。
It's only after they know the Lord and would have the guarantee in the eternal home in the heaven that we would have real peace.
即便是患难临到，孩子不幸离世，但我们知道孩子在主耶稣的怀里，在美好的天家，我们才可能在极大的伤痛中有安慰，有盼望，有平安。
And even if great calamity fall upon us, that our kids might pass away, we should still be able to get the comfort and the strength through the words of God and the belief that finally we will meet one another in the heavenly home.
张世春姐妹呢，就是这样一位妈妈，她为她的孩子们啊不间断的祷告鼓励。她的小儿子 William 几年前啊就信主了。
Sister 张世春 is such a mother. A few years ago, her younger son William accepted Jesus Christ as his savior.
那去年。他幸福地跟我们分享啊，大儿子 Jason 呢也回到了教会，受洗归主了。
Last year, she shared with us joyfully that her elder son Jason also returned to the church and was baptized.
我们和他一起分享孩子的这永恒生命的快乐。
And we share with her the joy that her kid is now guaranteed to live in the eternal home.
Jason 在普渡毕业以后，在西雅图找到了很好的工作。
After graduation from Purdue, Jason got a good job in Seattle.
他成为妈妈的骄傲，我们也和世春姐妹一起分享他的喜悦。
She became the pride of Sister 世春, and we share with her the joy.
不幸的是，在这个周一这边的深夜，西雅图的傍晚六七点钟，却突然传来 Jason 遭遇车祸离开这个世界的消息。
Unfortunately, in this past Monday, near the midnight, that is 7 to 8 in the Seattle time, 7 to 8 p.m., here came the news that Jason was involved in an automobile accident and she passed away.
作为妈妈的伤痛，我们没有办法想象。
It's unimaginable for the pain of a mother.
我们和世春还有其他的他的家人们啊，一同陷入极大的哀伤悲痛当中。
We know that Sister 世春 and her family would be in great pain.
在这天大的灾祸面前，我们和世春一家一样，都需要得到安慰，都需要有盼望。
Confronted with this unimaginable calamity, all of us, just like 世春's family, need the comfort, consolation.And the strength from the Lord.
因为这位母亲多年不懈的祷告蒙神垂听，他们的孩子都受洗归主了。
Because of the unstopping prayer of this mother, her kids accepted Christ and were in the arms of the Lord.
我们心里相信，也凭着信心的眼睛看到 Jason 母亲就在主耶稣的怀里得了安慰。
And I believe, and also could see from the eyes of our faith, that Jason is now resting in the arms of our Lord in heaven.
我在这里祷告神啊，愿救主耶稣基督为我们预备的那美好永恒的天家，可以成为于西，成为世春，成为世春妈妈当阿姨，小儿子 William 和爱他们的所有的弟兄姐妹的安慰和盼望。
And here I pray that the fact that eventually we are going to meet in the heavenly home, the beautiful home our Lord has set for us, will be a comfort to Yu Xi, Sichuan, her mother, her younger son William, and to all of us here.
离别是暂时的，在永恒中我们都要再相见。
Separation is temporary, and eventually we are going to meet again in heaven.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父上帝
，Dear Heavenly Father,
感谢你让我们在这个美好的季节里一起庆祝纪念母亲节。
We thank you that you give us the time in this beautiful time to celebrate Mother's Day.
我们为你赐给我们母亲，让我们可以从母亲的身上体会经历到你舍己的爱而感恩。
And we thank you, you grant us mother, so that through mother we can see your selfless and self-sacrificing love to us.
求你纪念所有母亲们的劳苦，继续的赐福恩待他们。
May you remember the labor and the work of all the mothers.
求你帮助在座所有的母亲们把你的道存在心里。
May you help all the mothers here to put your words in their heart.
成为有见识的母亲，成为儿女的祝福。
To become a mother of discretion and to become a blessing to her kids.
我们也特别为四川姐妹的家庭祷告。
And we pray especially for the family of Sichuan.
求主的安慰可以驱散死亡的阴霾。
May you drive away the worry coming from the death.
求主死而复活的大能扶持刚强他们。
May your power of resurrection strengthen them.
抵挡击败魔鬼的谎言或搅扰。
To defeat the disturbance of all the lies of the devil.
我们知道主已经做成了救赎的工作，已经复活，已经得胜了。
We know that our Lord has become victory in his redemption plan.
我们把感谢、赞美和荣耀归于父、子、圣灵三一真神。
We lift all the praise and glory to the Trinity, God, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.